Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And may it be food. May it really be food for your journey. You know, I often think of all of you and pray for you every day. Every life is so different, and yet each of us is moving toward the Lord and hopefully toward heaven. Brothers and sisters, God is very, very good to us, but he asks of us that we would grow. Now, I remember a couple of years ago thinking there's someone in my life that I see often who's difficult for me. Her manner, her conversation, whatever, it's just more challenging to me. She's different than I am. She goes at things differently than I would do. And so I can tend to put her aside or not greet her or not be with her in the way that God wants me to do, rather than to say, why is this person in my life? So that I may love them and serve them. Doesn't mean I have to spend hours with them, but I have to treat them as I would want to be treated myself. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. That's what I want, to be a dwelling pleasing to the Lord. And so big part of that is how I relate to others, how I care for them and their needs and allow them to care for me and mine. That I don't go and spread rumors, that I don't speak badly about other people, unless there's something very big that needs to be handled. But I don't get into rumor conversations. We can be tantalized by those kinds of things. Oh, I'm glad it's happening to that person, but not to me. We really can become gossipers, and it can lead to great pain for other people. Listen to these readings. First one is taken from the letter of James, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person with shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there, or sit at my feet. Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? But you dishonored the poor. Are not the rich oppressing you? And do they themselves not haul you off to court? Is it not they who blaspheme the noble name that was invoked over you? However, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. This is a huge teaching. We all have, or at least most of us have, good friends, people who are close to us, people we can count on. We both give and take. We receive and we return. We give back to others. We have good relationships. But what do we do about the person who is kind of on the outside? Nobody pays much attention to them. Nobody gives them time. Maybe they have a problem. Or maybe they have a strange personality. But at the same time, they too are looking for friendship. How can we? First of all, by prayer. Praying for the person. And asking God, God, if you want me to do something for this person, show me. What we need is that every person in this world can know a good Samaritan. Every person in this world can have the experience of being helped or being encouraged, being strengthened, being a partner with them through difficult time. We all need one of those. We perhaps are looking for someone for ourselves that we can trust that way. But also, brothers and sisters, look at those who need someone. Be kind to those you see. Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? But you dishonored the poor. Are not the rich oppressing you? And do they themselves not haul you off to court? Is it not they who blaspheme the noble name that was invoked over you? However, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, I don't mean that there are certain people in your lives. Everybody has people who are very good friends, and so at times it could look by partiality, but let's just say, am I reaching out to people who have no one? Am I reaching out to someone who's poor? Am I reaching out to someone who's alone? Am I reaching out to someone that I would rather not reach out to? Is anybody reaching out to them? Is there a way, in short, that I could be a good neighbor? Person doesn't have to be your closest friend, but that I can be a friend to people. Don't close yourself off. Look outward. Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who were poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? But you dishonored the poor. Are not the rich oppressing you? Listen to that again. Listen to that. And do they themselves not haul you off to court? Brothers and sisters, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, if you only select these few people and that's all you associate with, you commit sin. You're transgressing what God is asking of us. To reach out many. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's a call. It's a command of the Lord. Let us enter more fully into his ranks and do his will. Because the Lord hears the cry of the poor. Read Psalm 34. Take time to read Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The Lord will hear me, and the lowly will hear me and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. And how much praise we give to God when we reach out to those who need a friend. When we reach beyond ourselves or a little bit beyond our comfort zone and reach out to others. How God blesses us for the kindness and the mercy that we can impart. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 27 to 33, says this, Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and along the way he asked his disciples, Who do people say that I am? And they said in reply, John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others say one of the prophets. And he asked them, But who do you say that I am? And Peter said to him in reply, You are the Christ. And then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. This was not the time yet for the manifestation of the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, I often think that there are people in my own life. I remember teaching a student many, many years ago, and he was a very nice boy and a very nice young man, but I had no contact with him after he graduated from high school. Now he's in his 60s, believe it or not, and he is the mayor of a city in Pennsylvania. And he's doing a very, very great job. And I'm touched by that. We never know who's around us. We never know who we're caring for or leading at a particular point in our lives and what God is asking of them. And many times he wrote to me and he said, I remember this and I remember this and I remember this. And I thought, thank God that he remembers the good things. But thank God, you have an impact on others you don't realize many times. Can you be the Good Samaritan? But who do you say that I am? Peter said to him in reply, you are the Christ. And then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and arise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this, he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Sometimes Peter, so concerned, can barge right in without waiting on the Lord or listening. And we can do that too a lot of times. We can overstep our bounds, so to speak. But how important it is that we be good friends to people. People who are trying to do what is right and what is good. Brothers and sisters, or in a way, sometimes God asks us to help someone over a hump so that they can do good. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to reach out and just say, can I be of help to you? And if he says no, and I've had many of those, I'm fine. Just let it be for a while, and if it continues, come back to them. Don't be put off if people ignore you or turn away from you. Just make yourself available. It's not the common thing in our world right now. We're going so fast to do so many things that we end up not accomplishing some of the things we need to. So it's important for us not to take on, 50 different people that we have to be concerned about. I'm asking you just to be open to what the Lord might ask of you. And yes, it can get a little messy. But don't be afraid. Because, brothers and sisters, we want to do God's will. We want to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We want not to show partiality. We don't want to relate just to certain people and exclude others, very apparently excluding other people. Don't do that. Everyone is a child of God. Everyone who is baptized is a child of God. You do not want to speak against God's children, our brothers and sisters. We want to be ready to serve and to help and to listen and to care for another. And we'll find out very quickly how many people have never known that kind of kindness. I don't mean to overwhelm them, but offer and make yourself available. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.